The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They making plans. We sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it. She's running her mouth. She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. It's me talking like during the break. Like that happens here on Jen Game 2 sometimes. User error, as they say. So, Gabe, you are now being accused on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line of being the Grinch that stole training camp. Look, Adam from the 262 says, Gabe is the Grinch. If people want to be excited about training camp, you let them be excited about it. I understand that for you, a football brain with encyclopedic knowledge of the league might not be able to glean anything from training camp. And maybe not even from the preseason. But you know what? These are appetizers. These are hors d'oeuvres.
If people treated it like that, Jen, you're treating it very irrationally. Nobody else is actually doing that. They're pretending that all of this stuff actually matters. And realistically, all the same conversations that we've been having continue because there's not that much new information coming out. The information comes from the actual games that are being played, which are still 5 weeks away.
Right, but if nothing else, the soup portion of the meal gets you excited for the main course, right? You might not be super excited about whatever the soup is that they're serving at this dinner, but you know that you're one step closer to the actual main course, to the meat and potatoes, to the fish and the rice, or whatever it is that you ordered. Like, that's what this is. This is just like, what do they say? Whetting your appetite? Is that the right use of that phrase, Joshy?
You have
wetting with an H?
We're not at the appetizer portion yet.
No, with soup.
We're parking the car outside the restaurant.
We're parking
the car outside the restaurant.
We're actually consuming some level of football. You have to stick with the metaphor here, you know?
Not really.
You're not consuming.
No, you're thinking about consuming levels of football.
No, I mean,
you're not quite there yet.
It's the soup. Oh, here we go. Tony weighing in saying, I agree with Gabe. Preseason is the complimentary chips and salsa you get. Yes! Yes, that's exactly what we're saying. It's the pre-meal. It's the thing before the meal.
But everybody is pretending like it's not. Everyone's pretending like it's the meal. It's not the meal.
Are you sure they're acting like it's the meal?
Yes, because you're not going, oh, we've made it to the meal. The chips have arrived. No, you're not doing that.
But you're sitting at the table.
You're sitting at the table, sure. But like, you're not.
Well, good, because a moment ago you had us in the parking lot.
But that's actually where we are, because you're not making your first order until we get close to that first preseason game. We want to get pre-excited for this, because I get it. We love football. We're addicted to football. We can't get enough football. So the fact that we're a little bit closer makes you want to get excited. But we're not there yet. If you're the person that's annoyed that people start playing Christmas music at Thanksgiving, that's what you're doing. You're playing the Christmas music pretending that Christmas has started. Even though
we're not quite there yet. But the Christmas season officially starts as soon as Thanksgiving ends. It's a season.
For some people, a little bit earlier than that even.
Well, those people are crazy. But again, Thanksgiving.
That's what these people are doing.
That's not, though, because
we're not even at Thanksgiving.
These are checkpoints. This is, do you remember when you played Mario Kart? You played Mario Kart, or you were playing Racing USA? What was that one called? Riding USA? Something USA? Adventure USA?
I think it's just Racing USA. Yeah.
Perfect. Great. Back in the day, in the arcade, I crushed it. Racing USA.
But you know what?
Rude. He didn't have a driving record, though.
Let me ask you, time out. We're going to take a quick off-ramp here.
Yeah.
What did you have to do to be good at driving USA? You had to drive very
fast.
Thank you very much. Am I good at driving very fast, Gabe?
Yeah. Well, actually, I would disagree. You're not very good at driving fast.
But I do drive fast.
Because you get caught driving fast.
Sometimes. I still, just for whatever it's worth, again, this is an off-ramp to the off-ramp, no incidents yet. Remember since we said no incidents?
Uh-huh.
I believe it was in the insurance company dropped me, and I was like, well, now it's gotten very expensive to drive fast, so we're not going to do that anymore. Getting back onto the highway, I lost my train of thought, but I'm back.
Yes.
I got it. I found it. I found it again.
Yes.
Checkpoints. You have to cross checkpoints in order to continue on the path, in order to continue on the journey. This is a checkpoint, much like mini camp is, much like preseason is. It is a checkpoint to get to your final destination. So I am not going to poo-poo the checkpoint. You can't get to where we want to go until we cross where we currently are.
Sure.
So I understand the celebration. Cruise in USA, several folks have weighed in on the ESPN Milwaukee.
Whatever.
Talking to
maybe Race in USA was the, you know, the suburban kind of knockoff at the arcades we went to as kids.
Because that's what I drove, was a big white Suburban with these red stripes down the side. It was very, very bougie, if I do say so myself.
But you're also not celebrating the checkpoints.
Yeah, you do a little bit.
Yeah, but that's not what's happening.
Because you're watching that clock tick down in the side. That's like 3, 2, click, good. And then it's like, you can continue down the road.
These people are the same people that celebrate birthday weeks and birthday months. These are the people that are doing this. Yeah. What do you think about that, Joshy?
I have a hard time making the connection.
No, I disagree.
There.
Because you're just, no, we're so far away from it still. I mean, are you just going to just lap up everything like the Xavier Worthy thing? I just saw it get looped 10 times on GetUp. If Xavier Worthy's actual first touchdown won't get played that much on GetUp, I promise you. It's not going to be looped 10 times.
Probably be an error route. Not that exciting. I don't even necessarily, I'm not the don't yuck other people's yums because I want to yuck everyone's yums. They should stop, you know. It's just, to me, we're closer than we've been. Stuff is happening. People are talking. Players are going to be on the field. I don't think I wouldn't call it the start of the NFL season. I think that's too far.
Thank you.
But I do think what happens in training camp, the information we can glean in training camp can be useful. Not all of it will be. There'll be a lot of trash out there. Be a lot of stuff that doesn't end up mattering. A lot of players who are going to make a name for themselves, all Oneida, an idea there, who are going to be factors that don't matter. But I'm excited for today. The fact that the Packers are going to be on the field.
Again, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be excited, but pretending that we've arrived to a destination that we haven't arrived yet, that's where I have the issue. Pretending that this is the actual start of football season, now the NFL's finally here to save us from all the boring, good summer stuff that we get to. No, man, can I enjoy summer? Am I allowed to enjoy like the rest of this?
That's what this is.
Can we enjoy this?
This is like me getting annoyed when people post 5 weeks to college football, and I'm like, you shut your damn mouth.
Gabe's got the summer scaries.
Yeah, it does feel like you got a little summer scaries happening here. You're like, shh. Do not talk about football. We are not at football yet.
It's not the fall.
I want to enjoy August for what August is. Lots of folks weighing in on the YouTube page. Let's see. All I'm hearing from Gabe is get off my lawn. That from Jim Martin. Let's see here. More people. Gabe is too close to sports to enjoy this moment. The regular fan absolutely loves it. Agree or disagree? That your profession and being so involved and talking about Packers every single day of every single year has somehow made you desensitized to training camp starting.
No, but at the same time, like, I guess I know the training camp's not that important from a fan standpoint. Like, going up there and going to practices is fun. Checking out practices is fun, but it's also, we haven't gotten to the part that actually matters for you as a fan. Because the games are the thing that matter the most.
But it is all part of it. And that's why I think that the analogy of this is a meal, you're sitting down for a big meal, and some of our loyal listeners have said maybe it isn't even the soup portion of the meal yet. Michael weighing in the 715 saying, this is like the cocktail hour. You need to handle it responsibly. Do you like that analogy?
A lot better, yes. Handle the cocktail hour responsibly. That's all I'm asking of people is handle this responsibly.
But there's no punishment for overindulging in the cocktail hour here. If you overindulge in the cocktail hour at an event, there are ramifications. There could be problems. But if you overindulge in training camp, there's no bad thing that happens.
But then you're going to do what this guy did, not show up today. I don't want to be hearing you complaining about how drunk you are 3 weeks into this thing when we still have 3 more weeks to go.
Josh, you put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Are you excited about training camp starting today, or are you like Gabe, not? 800-990-3776. We got to roll on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. A lot more to get to this morning, Gabe.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you may be dealing with low testosterone and not even realize it. Maybe you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy. Don't feel like yourself like you did a year or two ago. Those could be signs of low testosterone. And with Mentality, it's easy to fix. You work with them. Go to their website, lowtusa.com. They work with you, do a couple of tests. If your testosterone levels are low, they come up with a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. This isn't one size fits all. This is testosterone treatment plans to make sure your levels are where they need to be. Again, the website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit?
Gotten?
A little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex ice cream.
People are fired up. Let's see, Drew weighing in saying, Drew in West Bend, we are currently at the bar having a few drinks while waiting for our table to open up. You can enjoy the ambiance and the excitement of the experience without actually consuming the main meal just yet. Justin in Middleton weighing in saying, you guys are my favorite show. I also get grumpy in the preseason when we get excited, and I know it's just the preseason expectations. So I agree, Gabe is being the Grinch. He needs to calm down. I was also quite surprised to hear Greg Scalzo on the game night last night, which was awesome, by the way. Heard Greg Scalzo. It wasn't last night. I heard him two nights ago, I believe, on game night, driving back from a baseball game. Chaser had two, by the way, two 8 p.m. games this weekend in the baseball tournament that he
was in. Under the lights. Got to jam in as many games as you possibly can.
Under the mosquitoes is what that was. It was dreadful. Chef Ed Wang and saying, it's like the Kevin Hart and Steph Curry commercial. Practice? I'm not talking about practice. I don't know what the Steph Curry part of that. When I think of practice, I'm thinking of Allen Iverson. Did they do a spoof of that? They must have.
I haven't seen it.
Chef Ed is always pretty plugged in, so he understands. He knows how that is. Gabe is grumbling about, are you mad that we're just not there? I believe all the other shows are going to be up at training camp.
No, I'm fine that we're not up there. But it's just, again, we get way too overexcited. Like, is today a good day? Yes, today is a good day.
Okay,
but everyone just gets way overexcited.
Mama cooked the breakfast with no hog over here.
Like, everybody gets way overexcited about the first practice when, again, let's pace ourselves. We've got a ways to go.
I think you're underestimating the amount of excitement I have in my body, in my tiny little body. I think you're underestimating. You think that I'm going to like spend it all right now. I'm not going to spend it. I can pace myself, but I can still be excited.
Can you?
About the,
again, well, like the whole driving fast thing. You obviously can't pace yourself.
Cruising USA. Lots of people weighing in, by the way, saying, Cruising USA. It's Cruising USA. Jesus, Jen, it's Cruising USA. What do we call it?
Riding.
Racing USA, driving adventure. I couldn't remember. The point is I dominated at that game at the arcade. Was there an arcade game that you were particularly good at?
Oh, so the one time, we didn't really have an arcade in Horicon, but there were a couple of video games in the bowling alley, right?
Just taking shots
in the bowling alley.
And
the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game was spectacular.
Yeah.
And the amount of money I plugged into that thing, very high. But it was great.
If you ever want to, you know, I have an arcade game in my basement that my husband made me buy at the State Fair. State Fair coming up. I'm sure I'll make another stupid purchase. Not to be confused with the fantastic purchase, which was my sauna that I also purchased at the State Fair. I will say this. Up until about a month ago, that giant arcade game that Dario convinced me to purchase sat unused. I don't even think that that they had cracked the code to like start the game. And yet we had people over from Connecticut. I told you that a few weeks ago. And their daughter is 10, 11. And she got very into the arcade game, which meant that my girls got very into the arcade game. And Layla, my six-year-old, has been playing Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
The original version. Doot, 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 doot. Every single day. And she has figured out the warp zones. And she has figured out how to get to level 6. So her highest level so far is 6-2. She is 6 years old and she has figured out how to get to 6-2. So the old arcade game, my point is, it has the
Ninja Turtles.
Thank you. Good grief. It has the Ninja Turtles game on it, Gabe. If you want to come over and relive any of those bowling alley in Horicon moments here in Milwaukee.
RIP to the Dodge Center. I believe it's no longer no longer operational.
Joshy, were you good at any particular video games when you were a kid?
I played the same one, Gabe. I was a big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then, of course, the... What is the... Why can't I think of it? The NBA game?
Oh, NBA Jam?
Yes, NBA Jam. I wasn't as good as that one, but
that one...
Is that
the He's on Fire one?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
That one was the most fun to play because you would play with your friends. And you could play the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one with friends as well. It just most typically you played it on your own for the most part. But NBA Jam is just always a classic.
Just for whatever it's worth, the game that we have in our basement has 5,000 video games. So my guess is if you throw it out there, guys.
Good chance it's there.
We got it. Good chance it's on there.
It's like the emulator things that you can buy is basically you just got yours in a console actual
Correct.
Arcade game.
Correct. I played Super Mario Brothers. I played Duck Hunt. This is my era, right?
Yeah,
because I'm very old. I'm very old. I wasn't exactly the... What was the one that was boop? Boop.
Oh, Pong.
Pong? Is that what it was called?
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly the Pong generation. But there was also Atari. Snake? Was Snake a game you played on Atari?
You tell me.
I just remember it from the cell phone.
The Snake. Oh, my God.
This is where I need Chewy here to help with the old people stuff. All right. We are asking you this morning if you think the Jordan Love contract is done. Chewy was saying last week he thinks it is. I don't know, guys. I just am not willing to jump on his bandwagon quite yet. It just feels like there are still things that are being worked out. That doesn't mean that they can't announce it by this afternoon, but it just feels to me like there's no way they can keep this thing quiet. There's no way, unless, again, it was an orchestrated effort. It was an orchestrated effort by somebody to be like, you know what? We don't want anybody else to know. We don't want the insiders to know. We don't want ESPN breaking the news. We want the Packers to be able to break the news as sort of a, I don't know, this feels like there's an Italian term for it. I can't think of what it would be. But like, you know, where you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours type of thing.
Okay.
You know, I do this for you, you do this for me type of thing.
Quid pro quo?
Yeah, that's not Italian, though. That's It just feels like, you know, in the mafioso world, there would be something like this, which is, hey, do us this solid.
Wait, so we'll make you the highest paid quarterback, but you got to let us break it?
Well, I don't know if it's that. That doesn't feel like even exchange there, does it?
Well, I mean.
Just the idea of, hey, do us a solid. We're going to get this done. When we do get it done, we, the Green Bay Packers, want to announce it. As opposed to using the traditional channels of insiders getting the information from somewhere.
What if this ends up to be the case, and we could call it what it is, the agencies and teams basically lying to the insiders. Do the insiders have a right to be mad about that?
No, not at all. I mean, like,
they broker their information. They got to sift through a lot of BS, and that's just this is some of the BS they got
to
sift
right
through. This,
for every organization or franchise that is going to orchestrate a "we're gonna break it, no one else is gonna break it," they get, you know, 17, 18 other snippets. I mean, again, Adam Schefter breaking the Kenny Clark news yesterday. There's a part of me that wondered if that wasn't a little like, here, we'll give you this. Stop asking about the Jordan Love contract. Again, I have no way of knowing that. I'm happy to ask Adam that when he's on our show later this week. Were you asking about the Jordan Love thing and they threw you a bone with the Kenny Clark thing? I'm happy to ask him that. I just think it's all kind of part and parcel, part of the gig. And if a team just decides that they don't want to share information, or if an agent decides they don't want to share the information, you just got to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, that it just kind of goes through. This is some of the stuff you have to sift through. And maybe if the agent's not giving it up, you find somebody that can. Because it goes back to Pretty Ricky. This guy's just not making it up. Whoever this account is running this account online is not just making this up. The information is out there somewhere. Somebody's talking. They're just not talking to the usual suspects of the Schefters, the Rossinis, the Rappaports, etc.
Joshy, what is your take? Do you feel like that we're getting most people think it's going to happen today? I know we put it on the poll.
It's becoming increasingly hard to not believe it's going to happen. A part of me is rooting for it not to happen, not simply just not to have to play the Chewy was right button.
It's
just
mostly that, though, right?
It's largely that. But there
is a motivating factor.
I do think it would be really interesting with, at this point, I think most people who are plugged into the Packers at all are just fully expecting it to happen then. I don't know if that's good advice to be operated on or good information that we're operating on, because this could just be on Wednesday and everything just gets pushed back a day or two. Like, but Mark Murphy up there, I guess he doesn't take questions, so he's not really going to be squirming. But Goody's going to get questions about it. LaFleur's going to get questions about it. Like, they all have to speak today. So I think they would all like that to not really be a giant factor. But I'm having a hard time trying, because this is the ultimate alternative media versus the established media going on right now. Are you believing the guy who's been remarkably right but has gotten some stuff wrong? Or the people who are, let's face it, talking directly with the people who are doing the deal and are being told, no, it's not there. It is interesting that that is where we're at. And as much as I've been a pretty Ricky evangelist over the years, I have a hard time just fully believing that all the insiders are getting incorrect information at this point.
Yeah, and I think that's the fascinating part of what we are experiencing here. For the people out there who are like, why are we still talking about this? Can we just talk about this when the deal finally gets done? There is an interesting philosophical experiment happening in front of us. And I think, Josh, you just laid it out really, really well. I don't root for either of these people. I don't root for Adam to get the story or Diana to get the story or for Ian Rappaport to get the story or Pretty Ricky to get the story. Once it's done, it will be done. It will be a huge milestone in the Green Bay Packers franchise. It will mean that business can go back to football, which will be fantastic, which I'm sure is what everybody wants. I don't really care who breaks it. It doesn't affect me one bit. I am a little more cautious about buying into somebody who doesn't put their name on it. Like, again, and this is I'm not being disparaging to the Pretty Rickies of the world, but it is easier to exist in these spaces when you don't have to put your actual name and face to the rumors, when you can just throw, and I'm not saying he's throwing spaghetti. I'm not. But it is easier to throw spaghetti when no one knows who the hell you are. Right? You show your face because no one knows who you are.
Your job and reputation isn't on the line.
Correct.
Yes.
Because those are non-existent things when you're anonymous online.
Yeah. So again, I mean, I could start a burner account today, right now, and just start speculating about NFL stuff.
Do we think
speculating about Milwaukee stuff just for funsies, and maybe I'd get lucky and find a nut.
Also, if you started a burner account, do you think we could track it down? Do you think we would sniff it out?
I would probably make the mistake of accidentally tweeting. And I'm saying this because I have access, just like Josh does, just like you do, just like Ashton does, Chewy not so much, to our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy account. And there are times where I will be on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy account, and I will try to retweet something from the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy account to my Jen Latta account, and I will accidentally retweet it to the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy account.
I've noticed that. I've clicked on it and been like, why did this video get retweeted?
Correct. So then I will have to delete the one I retweeted, log in as Jen Latta, find the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy account, find the tweet I wanted to do, and retweet it from my account. So no.
So you
would not be able to run a burner account, I think is what we're getting.
Would Kevin Durant yourself and out yourself?
Would you have trouble, as I say, not Kevin Duranting it or all the other people we've seen who defend themselves? Would that be a thing you would?
I mean, I try to defend myself when warranted from my own account. I also just don't need to mix it up anymore. Twitter used to be a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah.
And now with the bots and just like, it's just not fun anymore. I mean, I think Jason has talked about it on our show and on others, how there's just been like he's backed off. He's not tweeting as much. He's certainly not engaging as much. It used to be you could actually have a conversation. And if you were well-versed and articulate, you might be able to convince another person who thought differently than you of at least where you were coming from. That's gone out the window. So I'm not even going to waste my breath or waste my typing on trying to convince somebody that my position on something. Somebody, geez Louise, I'll just throw this out there from yesterday. Yesterday, a colleague of mine worked hard on a documentary that ESPN pushed out. I'm not sure if you saw it. It's called The Walkout. It was about some Florida high school baseball players who felt that they had been ostracized and potentially discriminated against on their own high school baseball team. So Nicole Noren worked tirelessly on this documentary. So ESPN pushed it out on the ESPN site, and I sent a tweet out that said, clap, 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 Nicole Noren. She's the director of the documentary. Somebody wrote, clap, clap, clap at racism. Wow, what a good look. And somebody else wrote, I don't think she's clap, clap, clapping at racism. I think it's a colleague of hers who,
did good work.
Did good work, exactly, yeah, which is obviously what it was. I didn't spend a moment on that one.
Yeah. I mean, half of Twitter's just become people reading your tweet and interpreting it their own way in the worst possible way, even though it's very obvious that's not what you mean.
Clap, clap, clap to racism. Yeah. That's me. You know me. I don't like think about and how is this going to be effective. I just throw it out there into the world and let it. Anyway, so that was yesterday, just for a more recent example of how Twitter has become, you know, more of a cesspool. In any case, on Twitter is where we have heard from Pretty Ricky, who thinks that the Jordan Love deal is going to be done this week. There is no question about, right, Joshy, the handshake with the cheese and the highest paid quarterback tweet. That's what he's referencing, right? There will be no like retraction of, oh, I meant Dak Prescott or, oh, I meant Tua Tagovailoa. The general thought is that Pretty Ricky is saying that the Jordan Love deal will be done this week.
Yeah, Pretty Ricky hasn't. It's so funny that we're using this name. And it's just this anonymous hashtag
Ricky Bomb.
Ricky Bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. He did not put Jordan Love's name to it, but there is good indication that that would be the case. Part of me really wanted it to be Tua Tagovailoa because that would just make things very, very interesting and funny. But all indications are pointing towards Jordan Love has a deal that's going to be announced in the near future, and it's going to be the highest paid quarterback, which I think is a whole layer we haven't really even pulled apart yet. We're too busy trying to figure out is it going to happen today or not. But if it is the highest paid number, there comes a lot of pressure, and a lot of people are going to point to that number if Jordan Love doesn't have a near MVP level season.
What a tease from Joshy DiMaggio. Joshy DiMaggio, let's get into that when we come back on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ewald Automotive knows summer is meant to be spent outside. That's why they help you get in and out in about an hour. You can shop over 1,400 vehicles priced to sell during their Buys of Summer sales event, and they won't be beat on price guaranteed. That's only at Ewald. This includes their exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty with your purchase with 11 brands, 10 locations, one easy experience. Ewald is always looking out for you. So it all starts. Go to the website, ewaldauto.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And if we are to believe the Pretty Rickies of the world, then Jordan Love will be the highest paid quarterback in the league. If we are to believe the Pretty Rickies of the world. You okay with that? So here's the thing. I think most of us, 1, 2, 3, are okay with it. I think we understand the way that the league works. I think we understand the market, and we understand how if you are one of the top tier quarterbacks in the league and your number is called and your time is up and it is time for the team to give you an extension, it's sort of written in the stars, isn't it? It's sort of like, you know, unionized, you know, in the unions, you know what I'm talking about? How long have you been here? Oh, you've been here for this long? Well, here's how much you make. Sign on the dotted line.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like a negotiation of I go in here, you come in here, we meet in the middle maybe, and I'll try to get some perks rolled into the contract. No, it's how long have you been here? Here. This is how much you make. So there's a part of me that feels like in the NFL, I don't care if you think Jordan Love has earned the contract. This is the way it is. And he's going to get what he's going to get. Now, the reason I bring this up is because Chewy, who is not here today, who had a very fun weekend apparently. What did he say? Under the weather?
Yes.
Under the covers. He doesn't think so. He doesn't think that Jordan has earned the contract. He doesn't. And there's a difference between earned and deserved, so I don't want to put words in his mouth. But basically, he thinks it is crazy to pay somebody who has the resume that Jordan Love has in the NFL the money that he is rumored to be getting, Gabe.
But like you said, this is the way it goes in the NFL. Jordan basically bet on himself by accepting the contract that he did last year with the Packers, and the rewards of that bet are going to be the contract that he is about to get. Whether that happens today, whether it happens later this week, again, I'm in the Chewy camp of I think this ends up happening today, but those are the spoils for the bet that he won on himself with the way he played in the back half of the season last year, the way he played in the Cowboys playoff game. Now it's comes time to collect those rewards, and the Packers have to pony up because this is the bet that they made. They decided to make the bet of, okay, you got to go out and earn it. Now you got to go out and pay this guy because that's the position you put yourself in.
And this is going to sound silly, but hear me out. Some of it is he paid in time, okay? You may not think that he has the numbers or the production or the consistency of a top-tier quarterback, but he sat behind Aaron Rodgers patiently. He didn't cause a fuss. I mean, maybe you heard there was a rumor of, like, him wanting to be traded if they were going to go with Rodgers again, or maybe that was out there as well. But for the most part, he sat and he learned, and he learned, and he learned. And then when it was his chance to start, it started out a little rocky. But the other thing that you should measure him on is the willingness to improve and evolve and nose to the grindstone, keep getting better, which is what last season was. It was an evolution of Jordan Love, which is far better than the opposite, which would be comes out gangbusters and lights the world on fire and then just sort of gets complacent and peters out and is a disappointment at the end. I would obviously rather take the way that it went down versus the alternative. So there's a part of me that feels like he didn't ask to be drafted by the Green Bay Packers when they had a quarterback in place. He didn't ask to sit behind Aaron Rodgers, but he did it. He good soldiered his way through those seasons. And when they finally called his number by the end of the season, he was the guy you wanted him to be. He did all the things, Gabe, that they asked him to do, even though he didn't create any of those circumstances.
No, and now comes time for Goody and the Packers to pay. And I think he is going to get paid, by the way. They've got no other option. If they wanted to do this on the cheap, they would have done it back in May when they could have. But the more and more contracts that came out, whether that's the Goff deal, whether that's the Trevor Lawrence deal, it pretty much locked in that Jordan Love was going to get paid, and he was going to get paid top dollar because you didn't do it earlier. You had your opportunity, you passed, and maybe his agency and Love decided to gamble on themselves again. Maybe the Packers tried to come to them on May 5th or 6th, whatever day that was, tried to offer him some sort of deal, and they said, nope, let's just wait and see what happens. And it worked out for them.
I think more so than even the actual numbers and how it's going to affect the team moving forward, I think Packers fans are having a hard time with a lack of certainty at the quarterback position. As much as we saw Jordan Love play well for 10 games and kind of light the world on fire, for a long time as a Packers fan, except for few games of Aaron Rodgers' start of his career, there's always been a real certainty at, we have the guy at quarterback, you pay him what it takes to keep him around. And now that same measure is not the same because of the struggles early in the season. So making such a bet of highest paid, the Packers have had the highest paid quarterback before in the league. It's a thing that they've done more than once. It's just now they're doing it without the level of certainty that comes with an Aaron Rodgers. And that's just the game they have to play now.
And what a luxury, though, right, Josh?
Correct.
I mean, what a luxury to be measuring this guy against some of the greatest who have ever done it. I think you're right. There is a expectation as the quarterback who wears the Green Bay Packers uniform. You think that, like, Cleveland, Chicago, these teams that have had revolving doors of quarterbacks who have been trying for years and years and years to find the guy are sitting here squabbling over whether or not Jordan Love is worth being the highest paid player? I'll tell you right now, they would have signed up for it the very May 3rd. They would have signed up for that because he's better than anything else they've had in the recent years. But because the Packers have had Hall of Famer, the bar gets raised. And again, that's not on Jordan Love. That's just a circumstance that he stepped into, Gabe.
The Packers paid Aaron Rodgers after 8 games. The difference was because of the contract that Aaron had and the rookie scale and the fifth-year option. That all wasn't a thing when Rodgers was drafted almost 20 years ago at this point. But we've seen enough. We're going to give you a contract after 8. Again, they had more leverage that they could offer less and get him on a deal. The difference is because of the way that they decided to do this contract, they couldn't go to Jordan Love at the end of the postseason and go, hey, Jordan, those last 8 games were great. Here's the deal we want to offer you. They had to wait until May, and that worked against them. They probably handled this right early, but now you got to pay on the back end. And maybe, that's what they're going to do.
And maybe you're one of these people out there who are nervous, anxious. You're rubbing your hands and going, I don't know. This doesn't seem like a good financial move. There is an article on The Athletic this morning by Ted Wynn. Ted Wynn, right, Gabe? Is that his name?
Yes. Wynn. Mm-hmm.
It says, is Jordan Love worth it? Why the Packers will bet big on their quarterback? And he goes through play after play. After play, after play, different defenses that Jordan Love faced, different situations he found himself in, and he breaks down a bunch of them. And the good news, guys, is at the end of this article, he says that he may not have the longest resume. He may not have the biggest sample size, but Jordan Love was making high variance plays, like throwing deep into coverage. He showed polish and nuance that are repeatable, and he made plays that only a handful of quarterbacks can make. Everyone is looking for a quarterback who can be efficient and creative as a passer from within the pocket, with mobility, and with arm talent. It looks like the Packers have found their third one in a row. So if you need a woosah moment today, as it seems like the Jordan Love contract is getting close, as it seems like he will be made the highest paid quarterback in the league, according to some reports out there from Pretty Ricky, because again, nobody else has it.
Ricky Baum. Ricky Baum.
Read the article. Watch the videos. See the breakdown. There are going to be people who can pull clips and say, look at how bad Jordan Love is. Look at how terrible he was on this one. Here are some examples of when he was brilliant. Here are some examples of when he was the guy you want him to be, Packers fans.
And that's who you, that when you're dealing with a younger player like this, that's what you're betting on. You're always betting on the upside. Yes, the downside is there, but you believe your coaching staff can get rid of a lot of those downside, like those bad interceptions he had, whether we're talking about the ones he threw in the NFC divisional round against San Francisco or the ones he threw in Las Vegas against the Raiders. The coaching staff thinks they can get rid of some of those bad decisions. Interceptions are going to happen, clearly, but they're betting on the good things that Ted Wynn put in that piece at The Athletic.
Pretty Dumpy. I have changed your name officially in the thing, Pretty Dumpy. It is not like Jordan Love made the Super Bowl. It sounds like he would like to wait on paying Jordan Love. DJ in the Saw weighing in saying, in no other career could someone be great half the time and still earn top dollar. Do not pay him now. Let him play out the season. Tag him twice if you need to. There's plenty of time to work out a proper contract in the next 3 years.
The first time, the second that you tag him, you risk him walking out the door. The last time we saw this that play out with a quarterback, Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins was so ticked off at Washington. See you guys later. I'm out of here. Goes off to Minnesota. You don't want to get to that point. You don't want it to get that contentious. And you don't want the reputation of a front office that is going to do that to your franchise quarterback.
Well, and I also would argue with the point of great half the time. It's not as though it was like, great game, bad game, great game, bad game, great. That's inconsistent. This was growth. There's a big difference, guys, in incremental growth, which is what we saw first half of the season versus the second half of the season versus inconsistent and, 50% of the time he was brilliant, 50% of the time he was dog doo-doo.
When I first started this job, I wasn't very good at it, but I got better. And that's how...
Debatable.
That's...
Wow.
That's fair.
So mad about training camp being overinflated, he's taking it out on you.
Trying to apply your job or everyone else's job to sports is just such foolishness, and everyone knows it, but everyone trots it out all the time. These guys are being paid an absurd amount of money. No one deserves to be paid this amount of money. It's just how it works. If in baseball, if you were good 30% of the time, if it was your job, you would not have a job. But guess what? That's how sports works. Tom Brady wasn't great every single game. Aaron Rodgers wasn't great every single game. It's not how you can't just people just don't show up to football and go, well, I'm going to be bad today. It's a totally different
world. And again, one of the most used cliches in sports is the other guys get paid too.
Yeah.
Sometimes those guys are going to have a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League is back this season. Join the league with your favorite ESPN Wisconsin personalities. Of course, that will be somebody else because I am no one's favorite ESPN Wisconsin personality. I'm well aware of
maybe Darius.
How I work on that. Not even my husband. I'm pretty sure he likes Gabe more than me. It's the golf, but I digress. Right now, it is your chance to draft like a champion at Dave & Buster's in Tulsa on August 1st. Call 800-990-3776. Right now, we are taking caller numbers...
2 and 4.
two and four. All right. Numbers two and four on 800-990-3776. And you can join us on August 1st in the Fantasy Football League. And if you have other Fantasy Football Leagues you're in, Dave & Buster's has winning opportunities for everyone. Book your fantasy draft and get 20% off food and non-alcoholic beverages and even free appetizers all season long. Visit dnbparty.com. That's dnbparty.com for draft booking details. And call us right now. Callers 2 and 4 will join us on August 1st at the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League Draft Party.
Here we go.
It's been one of those days we didn't have Chewy here to keep us on the clock. How did this happen, Gabe? He usually is the one that... He's not even here.
Is he?
And yet his influence...
Is he?
Is he?
I'm the reason.
Are you taking responsibility for this?
I'm just saying we got to take a look in the mirror.
Will D'Antosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great day, everybody.